This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Technomum's connected world.
So, we're on the motorway on the long drive to Nan's house. It always takes forever. How much longer, Mum?
Another hour at least. I can't wait till you're old enough to do some of the driving. I'm shattered. Why don't you have a snooze?
Hey, just think, by the time I can drive, maybe we'll have a driverless car. Then we can both have a nap. So why haven't we seen them on the roads yet? I know they've been doing loads of trials.
It's not just the technology inside the cars that has to evolve. It's the technology of, well, everything.
What do you mean?
Well, driverless cars need to gather information about what's going on around them. They'll need to communicate with other cars.
So they could tell if another car is indicating or changing direction, so they don't cause a crash.
And about the road conditions. Accessing traffic information. Talking of which...
Congestion ahead. Expected delay is 25 minutes.
Oh, no.
Rerouting.
Don't panic. Look, the sat-nav is finding us a shortcut.
So, we're already using connected tech?
Yup, some of that technology is already in use. Driverless cars will be constantly updated about the roads, and even what's around the roads.
Like what?
People? Pedestrians? Imagine if someone ran out in front of the car.
I guess cars will have sensors on, and know when to hit the brakes.
Absolutely. But think about this. What if two people ran out, and the car could swerve but would still hit one person? How would a smart car decide who to hit?
It couldn't. Could it?
Lots of us have smartphones with GPS, which helps us find where we are on the map. Cars could access this information to find the personal details of the pedestrians. Maybe one's a banker and the other's a surgeon. The car might decide the surgeon deserved to live.
So you'd have the car, a machine, deciding whose life was worth more? Not sure I'd like that.
It's just a thought experiment, but it shows you some of the challenges car designers are facing. We need as much information as we can to make the best decisions, but some decisions aren't as simple as turning left or right.
It's still really cool to think about what we'd be like in the future.
Oh, and the future isn't that far away. There are already apps that can tell you the health of your car, like how fuel efficient you've driven, and if there are any faults.
Does it also record if you're idling when in stationary traffic, or have switched off the engine?
There's so many useful things we'll be able to do with connected cars. Just imagine. If you needed a car parking space, the car could go online, find out where the nearest one was, and even reserve you a space.
And maybe it could put your order in at the restaurant in the perfect amount of time before you arrive.
Just think, our car could communicate with Gran and get her to put the kettle on.
Technomum's Connected World, with support from the Institution of Engineering and Technology. Find out more at funkidslive.com/technomum.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.